Listener Production.
Hello, it's Damien Carbon with your news briefing. Starting in the US, where R. Kelly has this morning been sentenced to 30 years behind bars for using his fame to subject young fans to sexual abuse. The R&B singer finding out his fate after being convicted of sex trafficking last year. Outside a New York court, abuse survivor Lizette Martinez admits she never thought this day would come.
I personally, this happened to me a long time ago. I was 17. I'm 45 today. I never thought that I would be here to see him be held accountable for the atrocious things that he did to children.
Back home, we're expecting a verdict this morning in South Australia after a West Australian police officer was killed by a parcel bomb 28 years ago. Detective Sergeant Jeffrey Bowen died when the device went off in the offices of the National Crime Authority in Adelaide in 1994. Dominic Perry was charged with his murder. More free flu jabs for West Aussies, with the program extended for another month. The state government had offered free influenza vaccines at state-run clinics through June, but they've now extended that to July 31. We're being encouraged to go dry and give up alcohol this dry July. The 31-day challenge kicks off tonight from midnight. Foundation spokesperson Ashley Oliver says it raises important money for cancer research.
Not too late to sign up for Dry July. You can sign up right through July. We encourage anyone to take part whenever they can so we can raise as much money as possible for people affected by cancer.
And Anthony Albanese has met with PM Boris Johnson from the UK on the sidelines of the NATO summit. In sport, some late wickets soured Australia's promising start to the first test against Sri Lanka. The Aussies resumed today at 3 for 98. We're trailing by 114 runs, with Usman Khawaja unbeaten on 47 and Steve Smith run out for just 6. Nathan Lyon says they need a big partnership.
I see this game as a pretty even stay. Still a lot of work to do.
Novak Djokovic has beaten Tanasi Kokkinakis in straight sets at Wimbledon overnight, while John Isner was too good for Andy Murray. Listener.